Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 101. We're talking about verbal abuse that comes from anger, the anger addict. We can't do without dominating others. The essential thing in some is being able to get angry without the other person being able to answer back. That is what an anger addict does. Anger underlies and motivates and perpetuates verbal abusive behavior. So abusive anger is a category of verbal abuse. And the victim of that person that's an anger addict has to realize that he or she is in no way responsible for being yelled at or snapped at or raged at or even glared at, no matter how demanding and accusing or blaming the abuser is. And since you're not responsible in any way for the abuse, you don't have to defend yourself by explaining yourself, but rather you could protect yourself. And we're going to go through Be'ez Hashem about how to protect yourself in later shiurim and about how to recover once one is out of the clutches of an abuser of such magnitude. The victims of verbal abusers know that explaining what they said and what they meant and what they did will never bring out an apology. They won't get that apology. I'm sorry for having snapped at you or shouted at you or yelled at you, and please forgive me. The victims of verbal abuse know this from experience. They hope they will not have to give up the hope that this time the abuser will understand. And that hope is the hardest of all hopes to give up. It's hard for the victim of the abuse to give up that hope. They want to hang on to that hope that the person will see the light and will apologize and will mend their ways. And that's the hardest hope to give up. There's no way you can prevent the abuser from venting their anger. You could speak more gently. You could listen more attentively. You could be more supportive, more interested, more learned, more fun, classier, cuter, or whatever it is. It's not going to work. Because the abuser's anger comes out of their sense of personal powerlessness. And they express their anger covertly through manipulation or overtly through these outbursts directed at the victim. When the abuser vents their anger towards their spouse, in this case, again, we're going to go using the male-female stereotype, although it could really be reverse. But if the husband's the abuser, he releases that tension that he feels from his sense of personal powerlessness. So the victim feels always bad, and the abuser actually feels good. The abuser will deny their anger outright, or they'll say that their victim is to blame. Most verbal abusers are filled with this inner tension, and they have this unpredictable release with angry outbursts that make them feel better. And then the tension builds up again. As soon as tension is released, it builds up again, and there's another outburst. That's a cycle of the anger addiction. It's not regular. It's not predictable. The intensity of the outbursts could vary. Alcohol can make it worse, but even without alcohol, it can be very terrible. This cycle has a double reward for the abuser because it's a fix for the addict. The first reward that the abuser has is they feel a sense of relief. They feel a euphoric high. After exploding, they get a release. You know, they had tension build up, and now that they let it all out, they feel temporarily relieved. That's number one. And number two is now they have the power over their spouse. There's nothing she can do and no way she can prevent the next attack. So it gives them a feeling of power. And the victim could try in many ways to deal with the unexpected outbursts. And they're always living in that prepared on guard state. And coping became part of life. So not only is the spouse themselves affected by the abuse, but all the members of the family are also affected. The verbal abuser's anger is irrational. The attacks could throw the victim off balance. Sometimes a victim will try to ignore their spouse's angry outbursts, and they'll say to themselves, "I'm strong, he doesn't really mean it, I won't let it happen again, sooner or later I'll understand them better." And what happens? Really, the victim is using her strength against herself. She's struggling to stay balanced and serene while using her strength to endure and try to understand the abuse. And she may suffer from traumatic shock and become more confused. And then the victims, in this case the wife, will say, "He loves me, but he doesn't like me." And this is a terrible mistake, because, you know, you don't really love a person if you don't like the person. And you don't treat a person that way if you truly love the person. So again, he has a fix for both the release of the tension and a sense of having power. And he increases the abuse on and on. The fix never fixes anything. And they don't apologize. The reason why anger addicts don't apologize is because they want to continue. They need that fix. They need that explosion. They need that release of tension that allows the anger addict to maintain their equilibrium. So they don't want to apologize because they want to do it again. And what the victims of these abusers don't realize, that their mates, the abusers, actually feel good when the victim feels hurt. They feel good when their victim feels hurt. It's mind-boggling, but it's true. The accusatory nature of the abuser's angry outbursts leaves the victim wondering, "Well, what did I say wrong?" And the victim will mull over events, trying to find, what did I say to anger my husband so much? Then what happens is, because of this abuse, the victim does not have a desire for sexual intimacy. It goes very low, because they're faced with this anger all the time, so they have no interest. And then when that happens, the abuser accuses the victim of being uncaring and unfeeling, and then she thinks maybe there's something wrong with her. And it goes from just being snappish to rages, to actual rages, and there's an increasing intensity and frequency. It develops sometimes gradually over years, and then it may develop very rapidly, you know, depending on the circumstances. Some signs of abusive anger are the lack of warmth, as well as all the verbal abuse and the outbursts, the sneers, the argumentativeness, the temper tantrums, the shouting, yelling, raging, explosiveness, sarcasm. Sarcasm is a big one. It's the tip of the iceberg that conceals a lot of anger, but sarcasm is poison. Physical signs of abusive anger include all the body language associated with anger, clenched teeth, raised fists. Even if they're not physically abusive, they'll make these hand motions as if they're going to hit. Some verbal abusers do not express their anger overtly, but it's much more covertly, much more subtle. But they're also very angry, and they're also very hostile. But they don't express their anger in that pattern of an anger addict. They do it in a more indirect way. Anger addicts, on the other hand, are usually very quick to anger, and they're easily irritated. And most victims don't realize that an easily irritated person is really an angry person. They're angry. They believe instead that, "Oh, there's just some certain things that my husband or wife is sensitive to, and they don't, you know, they just don't understand what it is. They're being triggered." But in fact, the anger addict will reconstruct whatever he or she hears, that it becomes a reason to vent. It becomes a reason to vent. So the idea being that, again, there's two aspects of this, of why they need to do this, to relieve that tension by that those outbursts. And also, it creates a certain sense of power that they have over the victim. If someone sees some of these attributes, characteristics in themselves, they really have to take a hard look in the mirror and seek help, or do whatever you need to do to not do this. But very often, it's a power struggle type of a thing. It's very, very sad. And we really should, at some point, Rav Zell Pliskin has a whole book, an entire book on anger. And we should go through it. And there's also a safer Erech HaPayim on anger. We never really dealt with anger as a, you know, independent subject, as a separate, you know, one-sided subject of really just covering it from beginning to end, which we really should do. But this is the description of a verbal abuse that comes from an anger addict. And Hashem Yishmerenu, Hashem should watch us and protect us from this. And we'll talk about steps of how to go about protecting oneself from verbal abuse and how to recover from it. Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.